Today, I'm going to talk about different types of books and their common theme. And before I begin, I want to throw a disclaimer in there and say that I'm talking about nonfiction books. So if you're thinking of writing a fiction book, this episode is definitely not for you. And that's okay. So definitely on board with nonfiction. Let's just jump in here. So there are three types of books I want to just discuss and then go into what the theme is. So the three, first off, there's umbrella books, peace books, and series books. And I'm sure you're like, yep, I know what a series book is. Most people would from fantasy series, like Game of Thrones, Hunger Games, Harry Potter. Those are really, really well-known series books. So let's start from the beginning. So umbrella books are, I guess you could say umbrella books. They cover a large range of topics. They are an enabling tool to help you build a large audience that has some element or elements in common with a service or your whole business. And they allow you to have a large audience pool to dip into when you have a product or service to sell. So you're not talking about a very specific topic, you're talking about things on a very broad level. And a peace book is where you start to go deeper on a concept or topic within your industry, within your niche, within what you teach, you coach on, to really get into the nitty-gritty of that topic and really to go in with people on so that you really want them to learn or grasp or understand. And a series of books could be several different types of things in your business that maybe relate to what you teach, and you want to go, it's a peace book, but you put them together in a series. So you may even say to people, hey, this is book one in the series, is book two, book three, or have all the books as either piece books or a series and funnel them through. So your umbrella book is your overarching book that you use. I wouldn't say ever have it as a free book, but you use it to build your audience. Piece books and series books where you go into more depth, more detail with those who know more about you. Unless the person knows your industry or your way of thinking, a piece or a series book is not going to really get the results you desire because they might not understand. It's almost like you're talking with industry jargon and the person's like, I have no idea what half of these words mean. Switching off, going somewhere else where it's easier for me to understand. So there's also that element of watching who your audience is for a specific book so that they understand what you're saying. So as we can see, each of these books has a different function, but they each have a goal. That is a CTA, call to action. In a nonfiction book, especially when you're using a book and building it for your business, you want to have a call to action. And this really helps you make sure that you're leading towards that with your book. So you can have, I generally suggest one call to action in a book. It does not confuse your reader at all. And it could be as simple as check out my website, go to my social media and follow me, buy this program, buy this course. Here is a training I did, grab this training. It can be a free or a paid service at the end, but there must be a call to action. You want your person, your reader, to come into your space, especially with an umbrella book, because then what is the purpose of them going through this book besides their own learning about you, their own transformation, their own change? You want them to continue feeling, wanting, desiring to be in your sphere of influence. So it's important to keep in mind that you want them to take another step. So think about it in terms of feeding them breadcrumbs. Ultimately, you want to welcome them into your house, in inverted commas, into working with you in a service. But if they don't know who you are, they're never going to come and see and check you out. So with your book, you want to keep nurturing them and getting them to come closer and closer until you can virtually and or otherwise meet them and say, hey, let's work together. And they're like, yeah, I've read your things. I know how you work. We click. Let's do this. So your book has a function in your business. It's always important to remember that. It's becoming a part of your lead generation or your marketing, your sales, and your audience nurturing. It's a very large thing to think about. It can sometimes feel overwhelming because you're like, oh my gosh, my book's got to do all those things. And I got to say things that people understand. And I got to have a call to action. And I got to have a strong message. And it's really easy for your brain to go down this path of saying, oh my gosh, writing a book is going to be so hard because I thought it would be a fun journey. I thought it would be something I'd enjoy. And now I've got all these things to consider. Ugh, it's too much. it isn't too much if you remember the goal of your book right now. It's to do something in your business. Whether you're not really sure what your business is going to be right now, but you have a great course idea and you're like, I'm going to use my book to market it and get an audience, that's fine. You still want to make sure that you are sharing your skills and your knowledge in a way that makes sense. In that case, your book will be your lead generator. So if this is the first introduction people are going to have of you, it's vital that your book is presentable, they understand, and they get to know you as a person. So if you were going to create a book and you were like, oh my gosh, yeah, I need a book in my life. I need to create something. I need to get a book out there. Obviously, we have umbrella piece and series books. But my question for you is, what call to action would your audience want or would you give them with a book? Would you say, join my email list, join my social media, check out my newsletter, check out my training, check out my program? What would work for you? What would be something that you would love to share with your people? And what would you talk about in your book? I'd love to know what your answers would be to those questions. So let me know. And I'd love to chat about this with you. If you're like, oh, this sounds exciting, then let me know and we can chat about it. But it's really a great topic to dive into and a really great way to sort out your business. If you're feeling a bit confused and you're like, what am I doing? It's a great way to start streamlining and sorting things into bite-sized chunks and getting you moving in a great direction.